And the Ganges come from the Himalayas, very pure waters. Anyway, Haridwar, oh, he was very happy about it. We are going to Haridwar, he had great respect and looked at us with so much respect, as you say, and wonder that how we are going to walk all that, so many miles to Haridwar. Anyway, he saw Baba and the Mandali, you know, each walking the front and the back. So then what happened was this. Yes. I don't know, it was that time money is what he got us. We were in the caravan, and so we were near the caravan window looking out, you know, and the caravan was going very slowly. We only once or twice had to get into the caravan just for a certain reason, otherwise we always walked miles and miles. But what happened to the caravan also was drawn by bullocks, you see. So these bullocks were walking very slowly. Our caravan was very heavy, and the bulls were drawing it very slowly. So that man with the other bullock cart, you know, he came faster. So he came along with our caravan, on the side of our caravan. So Mani and you all were looking out. We didn't know that that same man was going to come up. So, Dev Baba. So what happened was this. The man looked with such surprise to see us inside the car, because we had told him that we were going to go walking to Haridwar, and here we were all in the caravan. Mani was so, this sort of embarrassed, how would you say, uncomfortable. She had said we were going walking, and here we were inside the and that's funny thing that happen sometimes. How are you going to be a friend?
When was the time that Baba told
even the other women to touch you and embrace
you?
No, never. Never at that order.
Just a short period?
Yeah, we didn't embrace each other. I mean we didn't. No, it would be difficult to live in the house if we were not touched, you know. How can that be? No, we always treat that way. I mean, not with women, but what I want to say. And after we came from Nasik to Mehrabad, Baba brought us up on the hill, very first to stay on the hill after the Prem Ashram. We were there with Baba on the hill. At that time it was very strict, very strict. Yeah. So, very strict. We didn't go around our compound even. From there, over the wall, we might see what do you call it? Shepherds, anybody. At that level. His own reasons, maybe, to test us how far we can, how you can obey him. That was Baba's own reasons, wasn't it?
The first time that you heard
Begin the Beginning
about, was that in the movie?
No, Begin the Beginning we heard was in Bangalore. This is a record by Chick Henderson. And it was played to Baba like other records are played. And then this record was played, Baba all of a sudden he liked it very much. He said, played it again, and so it was played again and again. Hey, Baba, I saw it very early in the morning. He went up the hill.
Yes.
I was in the drawing room. Oh. And I saw it through the window. And we hadn't. Yes, we didn't have a breakfast at that time. Did you have your breakfast?
Yes.
Yes. And tea. And yes. But it was very cloudy for the sun's eyes. It was very cloudy.
We watched
at the top of the hill in time to see the sun rise over the clouds. No. And sometimes it's very beautiful. Sometimes, mostly yesterday it was beautiful. The sunset is so beautiful.
There was an arc of light when the sun was first coming up from behind the clouds. It was like an arc
today?
All the way across.
Today, you mean? Yes. Yeah, that'd be lovely. Dev Baba.
Sure.
Now, what story you want, Dada? Gotta stop this, otherwise.
Yeah. Well, it's difficult to stop and start, so I'll just let it run. But you just finish the story of that, what could have been up to the beginning. Can we go back to the beginning?
Yes, and then he told us to practice this song, to sing. So when Baba was not with us, then we all would get together with the gramophone and the recorder and got all of us in the room. And the ones who had voices, well, they sang with the record and they got the tune and the words. We had to catch the words because it's a new song to us now. And so the ones who could sing well, Nadine had very beautiful voice. Nadine sang and other words. Well, Mani could sing. And so this learned the song Begin to Begin.
Did you actually ever sing it before Mama?
The others not try. I had no voice.
So somebody from the West that sent that question?
Yeah, that I don't know where the record came from. I wouldn't know.
Yeah. Over the years, Baba would talk about it and have it played again.
Always, Baba, when that song played.
In Bangalore, it was 39,
40? 39, let me see, 38, New Life, 38 December maybe. So all 39 we were traveling.
I don't think we came out so old.
Yes, 39, and we were in Mehrabad. Baba's birthday in 1940. So we were in Mehrabad for some time and we started for Bangalore. 1940, maybe beginning of 1940, we were in Bangalore for nearly a whole year in Bangalore. This is very nice. Bangalore's house is nice, street is nice.
Did you like
it?
Did you
like it? Yes, of course. You like it? Yes, I like it. It's a really fun thing.
Katie said that she had to learn, but Baba asked a lot of women to learn it and sing it, and it came.
In the beginning?
Yeah.
Yes. And there was a Nadine also there. Nadine and the others who could sing that. They sang. To Baba, they could have the record played, Baba played the record, you know.
How did he have
heard
Nadine sing? And I heard that Baba liked it really quick.
What?
That Baba liked to hear Begin to Begin very fast.
Yes.
Very jazzy.
No, that is not so. It happened that after we came here, we had the old time record and Baba liked it very much. But that record was already a bit much used. And so when we used it, and it became a bit more how to say, what do you call it? So when we came here to stay in Mehrabad, Baba wanted a recording. This is. So we went and sent for it in America. So in America, Bing Crosby came, but Baba did not like that. Begin to Begin. The accompaniment was not so good and somehow the rendering was not as Baba would like it to be. There was another person and that was sent from England. So altogether, maybe two more came or three, that I don't remember, but these records were there, two, three of them. Begin to Begin, and Baba chose the one he liked because the Chick Henderson's got rather rubbed off, you know. So his new ones was replaced. And so Baba had this one that he liked very much, but who the singers, I forget the name. And so Baba always played that new record, Begin the Begin. But not every day. When Baba had more for music, then he used to have the Kavali songs, and then Begin and Begin also. But Baba loved Kavali very much. Kavali, so many there are. How many can have Kavali? There are many. This time, last Friday was it, or this Friday? in this wedding yesterday. I don't know that, I forget now. But Adi was specially invited to Bombay to
witness.
No. Isn't
Wimbabwe Mandalay Hall? She would never call the women there the whole time. But once, I heard they put up a curtain and you all came and sat in that.
Yes, why would I have to forget? I don't forget. I mean, I forget what it was about. Yes, long time ago. Why did we go then? Why the curtains up? There's something. I think must be Francis had done these new songs, put them to music, and he was going to sing for Baba. And we were to be there, but there were men, Mandi, so Baba had this curtain because he would feel comfortable sitting in the back, we can relax in a sort of pleasure. Those of you would be self-conscious all the time. When the curtain was there, then he would relax and everything can listen. And so at that time I remember, but other times I don't remember. Why the curtain was there and why were there. Maybe Mani would remember. But Baba was very fond of music, and that I remembered that when we were with Baba in 1924, Baba himself used to sing cover songs and very beautifully on the sitar. And then in the morning, he did not sing especially seriously, that means sit down and sing. He would be walking up. We were where the railway line is. There was this post office house, very nice it was, but nobody can get an idea how beautiful it was because it was all pulled down. The very good condition it was in, but the government took what they call objections somehow. Anyway, then Baba would go walking across the field, across the main road. In the main road there are no buses, no cars, nothing. Just a farmer or two would go by. And so Baba would go to the Mandali who were working in the old house. Baba would be there, maybe help them or supervise them. And when he came back on the veranda, then he as he's climbing the steps and on the veranda, then he would think of a song, you know, just let us know.
Mm-hmm.
The mood for singing, and then he would sing two lines of this song continuously. The same song. So by that time he would know it by heart as well. You know. And then after a little while, maybe eating after that, maybe thinks about another song, and then four lines of that song, Baba would repeat the four lines. Maybe the tune as well as the meaning he liked, so he would. So every day different songs, and they're very pretty songs. They say, pity we never took it down because we were told not to write, not to read and write, so we then couldn't do anything about it. When Adi came the other day to say goodbye, going to USA, I asked him, does he remember which songs Baba sang in Kavali? Because he used to play the sitar. He said, no, he does not remember. And that shows that to remember is have to have a good memory. But I remember 2-3 songs, but not the whole, just the first two lines, and so on. Just 2 lines. Hey, Baba. Zero.
Yesterday we saw a film of Bob in the garden here with you all. It was really beautiful morning taken.
It's
66 or 67. Modern taken is on Bob with
that
lamb. But in that film, Bob was so sweet. She would take her hand and kiss her.
Yeah, I have not seen that film.
It's so beautiful.
No, I have not seen that film.
All of a sudden you fold your hand and put your hand on his heart.
Yeah, like I don't even know that film was taken. I don't even know. I have not seen it. I don't know anything about it.
I
like to see it.
Was always so loving with you?
Baba was very sweet and good. Baba's love was very beautiful. There's no love like Baba's. But we have to be perfect to love in the perfect way. All the love I had, my heart was all Baba's.
Yes, I love very dearly.
Do you remember when you were holding the lamb in the garden?
No, it was money was holding the lamb.
Oh, for you too. So it was on Lala's lap and you laid down the testimony.
Yes, that is it. That is it, that's right. It. But I thought they want to take Baba's picture, you know. So I was going away that they should take Baba's picture, so Baba called me.
Yeah.
Then I was, I don't know what I was, a bit self-conscious, I don't know.
Yeah.
So I just was trying to go away, and Baba said, no, come back. Baba was very sweet. That's what I'm saying, Baba's love is so beautiful that, as I say, even we don't love ourselves, but Baba loves him, that's so true. One of the, this much shows how much Baba's love. Hey Baba. How much Baba's love is so beautiful. Very beautiful love. One thing that came. Yeah. Baba always thought of me first, whether first to give or to eat or anything. Anything means this.
I think that when Baba was putting your hand on his heart, that he was telling man from my heart.
And Baba never said that, but he must have meant it as dear to him. Didn't say that in my heart. For Baba's heart is for the whole universe, I think. Isn't it, sir? His love is so all-embracing. Yes, it's not interesting that you come to Baba, it is because Baba loves you, each one, that is why you come to Baba. It's by chance that you come.
What was Baba saying to you?
Like, though I was taller than, Mani is taller than me. But still, Mani was taller than me, still Mani was like this. Means she's younger sister, Baba's young sister, so Baba's do this. And so you would know, then if you made a mistake, Baba said no like this. That was me, they will know that this is Mera. This is Mani. Little bit, not this way, that is Mastan, but little bit. But if we, if anybody said the wrong name, that was no. Then Baba put a hand, Baba put his hand high up, that means Mera means I'm older than Mani, that is why also. And I don't know. That was a sign. So Baba had signs that we knew. He made a mistake, Baba. I have patience to again repeat. And what patience for many years, keep silence and yet keep have patience and patience. That is what I'm saying, that his Baba is and is so beautiful. And Baba loved each one of you and loved everyone, even those who do not love him, Baba is giving them a push. His love is so beautiful that it can't be described. It can't be fathomed. Fathomed, infinite love. Only Baba can love that way. And so, for the good of us, he has kept silent so many years. You know, what do you call it? Spiritual practice, whatever, not for himself, he was perfect. He was each one of us. Maybe when he did his austerity, he was qualified in what he was. Yes. Every day of his life, can you imagine? Each day, how Baba must have spent. He was very outgoing, loved to talk, loved to make a little bit of joke or a bit of, you know, tease somebody. So, how many times must have felt like and had to keep it back, you know. It's very difficult. Means you're binding yourself in kind of sacrifice of the love for talking and singing. Shut this window. One of you. You're young, you can do it. I'm going to get up. Yes, that's right. It's too much draft. Anyone sing a new song?
A new song? From the other
one? It's a Bhairavi tune. This is all the tunes, you know, on sitar, when you learn on sitar, you have to know
haven't you just... You know, yeah, I have scales, maybe, you know, flat and sharps and like this, and maybe from that or how it is. But in sitar, they have tunes. There are certain tunes, and the one who can, what do you call it, who can recognize the tune, you know, they know. When the singer singing, then people who know much about tunes, they know, they'll tell each other, this is Devi, you know.
This is Raga.
Yeah. Raga is the tune. Raga means tune. Raga does not mean the tune. Raga means tune, but Bheri Rag or Kafi or Dadra or Thumri and there's many, many tunes on that tune. But the tune is not the same. The beat of the thing comes the same. You know? Something like that. I won't be able to explain anyway. And I wouldn't be able to even know what tune that man is singing. Bheri we know. It's trital. Trital means one, two, three. It can be, have three beats on that. Like walls, you have three beats. The Bheri is this tune Baba always liked the best. But Aptari would always sing Thumri, I think. Thumri she liked to sing. And there was one song that Aptari sang. Was not such a difficult or very, what would you call it, very spiritual, as you would say. Not a spiritual song, you know, it's like a love song, you call it. But that song is sung with such beauty of method of singing. Method means... something about it, the theory, not the theory, what do you call it? Technique.
Mm.
That's right, technique. So this girl here, she was the technique, as you say, was so correct and beautiful, and I would like it very much. Though her voice was not very beautiful, yet she sang so beautifully that it was very, very beautiful. And there were many, many. And the Darshan Hall was full. Anyway, what happened was this, that there was a competition in India for best singers amongst women, I think it was. Now, would get a prize, what would you call it? So wonderful, Baba knew she would win, and Baba saw. Out of so many, she won the award. She, because she must have sung the song for Baba, and Baba must have blessed her. Because Baba loved music and loved that song.
Did you want me to sing
a song? Is that what
you said? Yeah.
Talking about something that this story reminded me of. That once had a horse that had never raced, and it now finished
the race, and it won. One year.
Can you tell us that story? On this? Oh, one story. Can you tell us one story for a horse? Is it okay?
Sure.
It's too long-winded, I don't know. What to say about the horse? It starts with this way, the horse, how it came was this, I tell you. We were in Dehradun 1953 after Baba's first accident. Baba got all right in 1952 by August, October. Then Baba's foot was completely all right, he could walk. So Baba came up the garden gate, what do you call it, garden path. You know, he met up Zad here. And I was walking in Baba's way. Just standing, this is Baba walking. Baba said, do I walk then? Or do I limp or something? Baba, no, he said, Baba, you walk very beautifully, just like before you walking. The limp is not showing at all. Baba said, yes, I feel confident. That nice. And so then Baba walking faster, you know, to show that he could walk fast. And so from that day, he walked his usual fast striding. Now, so that was 52, and Baba gave darshan to Hamirpur, Andhra, Nagpur, and many places Baba went to. And they gave darshan. That was 52 till December and January. But February Baba was with us for his birthday, I think, so you know. Detail I don't remember, but he was. So this was 53. That time, Baba told us that we would be going to Dehradun, so we went to Dehradun. It's a long story. is very, very cold, and February is very cold. So, and then we got there, not there. No, we stayed there. Then the month of April came, you know. And month of April came, so Kumar, no, that's another story. He told us to go to Masuri and whatnot, and this English lady who had Spaniards, you know, Cocker Spaniards, she wanted us to keep one of the Cocker Spaniard puppy. So she asked money if she would like his money. So I was at home, I never used to go much to this lady's girl. Anyway, after having walked with Baba, I was stated home. So money came up, told me, she went with Khaved, you know. Mamira, they have a very nice Spaniard puppy. You know more about, you will know about this dog. You will know which dog is nice. There are 2-3 which one to take. Now you come with me tomorrow and then we choose. I said, all right. And so we went and then we got this Peter. I like Peter. He was jet black and very sweet and playful. And so we brought him home. And Baba told us to give him milk and so on. That's another story. But when we came down to Dehradun, it was very, very, the climate was very hot anyway. Then Baba, we stayed there, Baba stayed with us for how many days, I don't know, maybe 8 days, or I don't, the detail that, I don't know, but this one, I know that Baba wanted to go for Masbod. It was so very, very hot, that inside the what you call this house, it was so hot, so how much hot it must be outside the sun. But Baba had to do his work, and he did not care about his health or the sun and the heat. And he went for his mass work in the car. Well, he did his mass work, Baba did, and he was returning now. When he was returning, so Sharanpur is somewhere near Dehradun, somewhere. After Sharanpur comes Dehradun, somewhere. So somewhere there, before entering Dehradun, there were some gypsies who had these little horses. And so tiny horses, that high, the baby would be that tiny, even very cute. So Baba looked at the baby horse, and Baba liked it so much, found it so cute that he felt like taking the baby horse in the car, in the motor car, and bringing it home. He knew I love horses. So when Baba came to our place in Dehradun, Baba told us the story after eating and resting. Baba said, it's such a sweet and cute baby horse, that tiny and very sweet, like a little deer and all that. Baba said, I loved it so much, I felt like bringing it. But in the car, there were manli, the car was full with manli, and how can you carry a horse in the car on your lap? You can't. If it's a dog, then one can do that. But a horse, it might be kicking and, you know, sort of like this. Baba said, it's impossible to bring. That's why others had a good mind to bring it. And you don't love me, Baba. I said, yes, Baba, I love it. I said, yes, that I said. The Baba said, we'll see later. And then the story was dropped. The subject was dropped. And of course, the Baba had to go to Mandi and all that. And I don't know how it happened, Baba. I must have told to Kumar. Well, this is the very beginning of how Shiva came. So Baba told Kumar about if he can find a filly, a small little horse, you know. So Kumar was very like this. Whatever Baba wanted, he must have the best in me. At once he must have. So Kumar went to Mathura. Mathura is government stables, you know, there are. And then he went there and he talked to the officials, this and that, in his own language. He knew how to talk well. So, I don't know how he got that man to give him this filly, this beautiful horse, because it was a thoroughbred. We did not know it was thoroughbred, and nobody would give a thoroughbred horse that is. But somehow he procured it, and he brought it to Dehradun, and it was in the night time, must have arrived, so it was tied to the Mandi's house. Mandi's house was not that far from us. But we couldn't see them because there were trees and shrubs. It's a different compound, and there was a slope and waterways, and then our compound and so on. So what happened was, this was tied there in the night, and so the one who comes to Baba for his night duty was, I don't know who it was. He told Baba that this horse has arrived, baby horse, and Baba was very happy about it. And so when next morning Baba came to wash his face and shave and all, the Baba told us that the baby horse is right and Baba bring it here and we must see it for ourselves. And so Baba went after breakfast, Baba went to the Mandali. Baba told them to untie the horse from the tree. It was tied to a tree, the baby horse. Now the Mandali did not know horse, how to handle a horse and so on. So what happened was they were careless and this horse somehow got loose from their hand, means it was completely loose, means the rope was, it had jerked such a way because there were new people, new place, so naturally it was shy, so it ran across the street in the main street. It was the main thoroughfare where the buses and cars go to up to Masuri. But this road was very nice road. It was not heavy traffic or what would you call it? Not congested. Mm-hmm. Wealthy people's house with garden far apart and very lovely situation that is in that place. And then you go out from, you go on that road toward Masuri and then it becomes open space in Masuri. So the horse was running on this thing. All of the Mandali running after the horse, shouting. So the people, there are 2-3 people on the road, they didn't know what was happening. Oh, they ran. So they also gave a chase, and all were chasing Shiva in the front, and somehow her rope got entangled, or something happened, and anyway she was caught, and all were, panting, the horse and the men, and they all came. And then Baba told them, bring Shiva and tie it in our compound for 3. She was tied, and the men went away. Then Baba called us out to see how beautiful. So we patted her and in Baba, and so Baba said, every day I must give her in a bowl, half a share of milk every day, and so on. And she'd be friendly and nonsense. Anyway, we looked after the horse. It was a long story. Then after that, we went to Mount Bishop in there, and she was taking great care to. No, we went there, we had to go to Mamleshwar, so she was taking the Mamleshwar from. Till Pune, she traveled in the train, in the horses' compartments, and then from Pune, in a big truck which had gunny sacks and straw attached to the walls of the truck, you know, because the horse, it hurts itself, skin and hair must not, because it does not grow again. It's a blemish, it should not be. So, anyway, it's a long story. Great care and all that Baba had with the horse. And so we were there and so, I'll tell you a funny story about it. Oh, naughty Shiva was. So what happened was, this used to be free. The veterinary in their room told us we must keep it and they keep the horse free because it would run and play and have exercise by itself. We don't have to give it exercise. In their room, the compound is big and very nicely, what do you call it, hedge and everything, so she can't go out. So one day what happened was this, she was free in Mamleshwar also, nice, everything so well that she couldn't go out. So she was free. And there was a driveway, rather nice, long driveway to the gate like this. One day, elderly person, rather elderly, he was the owner of a hotel, Hindu hotel or something. His name was Shastra Bude, I think. Anyway, he wanted to see Baba, so Rana went over to bring him. Baba told Rana to him. So Rana and they were coming along the driveway, walking along the driveway. Shiva was in the garden somewhere near the house. Shiva saw them coming. She looked properly and she said, no, there's not just Rana, there's a new person. So she came rather, quickened her steps. And came strides as it was, and she came nearer and nearer. This man, the old man said, oh, the horse is free like this. Yes. Oh, but then it's coming towards us. Oh, Ram says, it's all right. It knows us. It's a pet horse. Oh, this person was very puzzled. Pet horse is coming straight towards them. What kind of pet horse must this be? Because people are always afraid of horses. They've never seen a free horse who bite and all that. This is strange. What is it? Yeah, come. So then, so when Shiva came near, they were putting up their brave front, you know, the old man and Rano and all that. But Shiva, when she came very near, she showed her displeasure. She said, no, there's a new man, he must not come in. So she put her ears back and she flicked her tail and she showed that she's not pleased. She wanted the man to leave. The man got frightened. He said, look, look. Rama said, oh, come on, come on. Rama saw that she was not behaving as she should, you know, I mean, how we say, being mischievous about that. Mm-hmm. So Rama was afraid now that she might go for the old man or something. We climbed the wall. There was a wall, you know, 3 feet high wall, but broad like this, stone wall, to mark off the place, on one side, on both sides, I don't know. Anyway, the poor old man, Rana was pulling him up. Rana and the old man, both of them, you know, walking on the wall, and Shiva walking by themselves, beside them, on the nice road, you know, and they are both balancing on the wall and walking. And Baba from far, looking from the veranda, you know, too far away, Baba could not believe his eyes, what are they doing? What are walking? Anyway, they came near and then they shouted to the groom, that is, the man was looking after the horse also. So he came along and he was told to hold Shiva, and of course he took Shiva away, and then they climbed down the wall, the poor man, old man, and Rama, and they came to Baba, what is? Baba, Rama said, Shiva was actually very mischievous, seeing the new person, she would not allow us to come further. So we had to climb the wall because you called it, we had to come because it's called it. So anyway, by hook or by crook, we got to the house of walking on the wall. This is how Shiva is to be very mischievous like that. But she didn't bite. And that was one time. The other time also was very nice. But it was Indira Dungan. She was new with us, you know, 3 months old. And she must not be 4 months old after Mother 2. And we had this gate. So there was a tree there also. So behind the tree, we had put a bell, you know, brass bell. If the mandali or the postman, anybody wanted, they must not come in. They must ring from outside. So it was put there. It was now evening, whenever the bell rang, Gaurav had to go to receive the message and come and tell Baba, whatever it was, she must go to the gate. So here we were reading with Baba, the lights were put on, electric lights, and we were reading, it was a sunset, you know, sunset. So it was that kind of light, about to get dark, but not quite dark, you know. So we were together with Baba. Because Mani was reading and so on. We couldn't see the gate. We just had to wait. But we heard the bell ring. Oh, we said, Gavir hears the bell always. Gavir answers the bell, so she will go. So we started reading again. So after half a minute, the bell rang again. Oh, but where is Gavir? Oh, yes, she must have heard it now. It's ringing very hard, so of course. So we again started reading. But no, the bell rang again and again. We said, what's happening? We all came out. Baba says, look, Baba says, see what it is. So we all got up, Baba also got up. And we all came on the veranda, and what we saw was Gavir was standing outside the gate and ringing the bell. Why? Because Shiva would not let her come in. Shiva says, it's too late. Why did you? She would be. She was like, watch the room. The Gavir says, she won't let me come in. I come here, she comes flicking a tail here, and then I come to this end of the gate to slip in. Without opening the gate, you can come in. No, she won't let me come in. So Baba said, told me to go and catch the Shiva, because she was used to me. So I would run across to Shiva and hold a halter. Not a Shiva, come on. And Gavir could come inside. Once she's inside, then Shiva didn't mind. But very funny, she's, you know, watching the gate, that you can't come in now. That's how she was doing, and all sorts of funny things she did. And once, then what happened was this. There was a Jaradun. She was free running around the compound. She would find any place, choose, you know, and then she'd feel that it's sort of, how would you say, startled and shy, and so she'd run, kick, and oh, that was the exercise. Anyway, she did what it was like outside, we were all inside. And then what happened was this. One day, she became like this, you know, running fast. She went round. I came out and said, Shiva, don't run so fast, man. What did you do? You might hurt your leg or something. No, I was just standing on the veranda. But what I saw was, Peter was also not biting her, chasing her, but he wanted to play also. She was running, he was going to run with her, but he was running very near her. He is back, she was galloping, and Peter was having fun and also running along with her. I said, Peter, you'll get hurt, come away, you know, because Sheba's hind hoofs are flying fast, and Peter was just there. How to tell him? I said, Mani, come out, please. And I called Peter, he's very near Sheba running, he doesn't know he'll get hurt and all that. So, but before Mani could come, you know, the next second, that turned around the corner, means the house like this, and around the corner was Baba's room here. The drawing room here, and that side was our room, the dining room. So they turned around Baba's room corner, it was space to run. So they, and as soon as they came around here, maybe I didn't see them, but I saw Peter come back, you know. His ears, though they were long, the cocker spaniels were there. And so, and his face looked all very, what would you call it? Drooping, hang dogs, you know, and very sad. And there was a sticky mud, you know, here on his head. Just what I thought would happen. My, Shiva, his hoofs, you know, she didn't kick him, but somehow the kick was hard, you know, been running, and he's got concussion or something, and he can hardly walk, and he was Peter all hurt, and he came up all like such a funny face and made with that thing sticking on his head, you know, that mud, sticky mud. I said, his head is now, you know, badly hurt, cracked, I don't know what it is. Mani, come quickly. Peter's hurt, come quickly. Mani came running and took Peter up in her arms and took Peter very slowly, very carefully, and Mani took him to her bed. And of course, Peter was never allowed to climb bed or chairs. We didn't like it because it gets sticky, you know. I don't know, my feet are dirty. So and on the carpet, he can, you know, so on the bed, Mani, his head on Mani's pillow and patting her. What's happening? Peter was something like this and took off that mud and the bed, patting him. And so Baba said, no, he's got a shock and he's feeling like this. We must give him brandy from her chest of drawers. What was it? Medicine chest. She got a brandy bottle. She had, you know, 2 teaspoons. I don't know how much she put. And she don't put too much water. That would be like this, strong. And so Peter was lying on his bed. He took the spoon, opened the mouth, put the brandy in his mouth. He drank the brandy. He liked it very much. You know, so he sort of wagged his tail a little bit, so to show his pleasure that he was lying down, you know, thinking that some more is going to come, you know. Anyway, so he was lying down. So we all were now afraid, what to do? Send for the veterinary. What to do if Baba comes just now? And he asks us, and Baba will be not pleased at all. Baba said, why don't you take care of him bad like this? What will we say? So we girls were gathered, Peter was lying in the bed, so we had our backs to him, discussing to send for what to do. Gauri was saying something, so we all were talking, you know. In the meantime, someone looked around, and what did we see? We saw Peter sit up in bed, wagging his tail, and looking at us, you know, like this. He was saying, where's the brandy, more brandy? So this is what I'm saying, but Peter looked just like that, you know. Looking very happy. And Mani says, what? Isn't he hurt or what? No, Peter was very happy. Mani said, Peter, you pretending. Come down, she wants Peter, down. Peter jumped down. He was very happy. And he was not hurt seriously at all. But the more fuss he made, the more he showed that he was really, you know, not feeling well at all. And so anyway, he was on Mani's bed having all the good attention and the brandy and whatnot. And you, then at last we were happy that he was not hurt at all. Just slight graze of Sheba's heels, what he called, hoofs. Slight, and the thing was dead. But he was not hurt at all. He was quite all right. And then at last we were also feeling all right. And when Baba came, he told Baba, and Baba had to laugh. He was much amused. Baba was very amused. Peter and Sheba together, they were great friends, both of them. That was Peter's and Shiva's story. Day Baba. Day Baba.
Is the picture of Shiva around?
Yes. Yeah.
Maybe afterwards at 4:30 maybe?
Chestnut. Yes. But it's very nice that the person, you know, there's a Rani person who loved horses also. He was in Pune. And he kept race horses for himself, 2-3, it was his love for him. But he was doing government job. What do you call it? I forget the name. Anyway, what is it you... For your life, insurance. Come in that insurance office company, and what was his work was. So he was doing in Pune, his family, himself and his horses on Pune. He was quite happy. But somebody went and told upon him, because people who are doing government service must not keep horses, race horses. Someone went and told.